Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest is veteran State House reporter Brian Sears of the Daily Record. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thanks for having me, Joel.
Now, Brian, we've been looking at returns in the few Republican primary races and trying to figure out what's going on in the party. You know, David Brinkley, the Senate minority leader, is in Frederick County, is ousted by Tea Party-backed Michael Huff. In Anne Arundel County, the establishment candidate, Steve Shue, ousts Laura Newman from the Anne Arundel executive position. And over on the Upper Shore, Michael Smigel, one of the most outspoken conservatives in the House of Delegates, loses his primary. So can you help us pull these disparate threads together?
With the exception of the Smigel thing, which is still kind of a head scratcher, but some of these races really have a common thread, which is defining what it means to be a Republican in Maryland. And in talking to some folks over the last couple of days, one of the things that was suggested to me is that what you sort of see is a general frustration within the Republican Party because winning statewide election is so difficult. And so these local races really end up, especially in the primaries, really end up meaning a lot more to the minority party in Maryland.
Okay, so tell me then about Shue and Laura Newman.
Well, you know, look at the commercials that came out. They all centered around which one was more Republican than the other. You know, Steve Shue was constantly hammering Laura Newman on, she's not a Republican. She's never voted for, she hasn't voted in, you know, 10 elections for in a Republican primary. She doesn't give money to Republicans. She just parachuted in. And he brought in Bob and Kendall Ehrlich, you know, to back them, which is always, you know, in Maryland, given that he's the last Republican governor, that's kind of your Maryland Republican seal of approval. On her side, he voted for the rain tax. He voted for taxes that O'Malley passed. I mean, again, trying to paint someone as sort of less than the optimum Republican.
So it seems to me then that you have to be the absolute perfect Republican in order to hold on to your seat in the House of Delegates, in the state Senate, or in an executive position.
Well, you know, let's talk about that for a minute with the governor's race, because you have someone like Larry Hogan who is being backed by Red Maryland, which is sort of the same group that backed Michael Huff against David Brinkley, and they're backing Hogan. And the reason why they didn't back Brinkley was because Brinkley was seen as somebody who was too willing to work with Democrats, and they believed he was a sellout. And so Hogan doesn't get elected unless he's able to sort of build a coalition with moderate conservative Democrats who are willing to cross party lines and vote for him in November. So it's really kind of an interesting tightrope for him because, you know, if he falls off, he's not Republican enough.
Now, let's try Michael Smigel real quickly. Smigel has been known to work across the aisle. Was that his problem?
That could be his problem. I mean, and he did work across the aisle on a couple of occasions.
Even with Heather Mazier.
Even with Heather Mazier. Heather Mazier talked about that a number of times. And that could, in fact, have been a problem. But, you know, again, it's such a head-scratcher for him because he really is on most of the issues that Republicans care about, like guns and some of the social issues. He's on with Republican dogma.
Okay, well, Brian, we'll scratch our heads on this for a little bit longer. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
For Brian Sears, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.